What's up? Barbells, Bacon, and Bullshit, Episode 1. 75 Hard. 75 Hard is fucking hard. I just finished it, last Thursday. So I'm gonna go over just my thoughts, opinions on 75 Hard, and yeah, just a little bit about 75 Hard in general, for anybody who does not know what in the hell that is. So 75 Hard is a mental toughness. It's difficult. It's exactly how I thought it would be. Definitely. And I did not doubt myself that I could do it. I'm very mentally strong and stable. When I set my mind to something, like, I will find a fucking way to do it. So, as soon as I was like, oh, I can do that, I'm gonna do it, I did. But it's hard. So 75 Hard is, you, for 75 days straight, you follow a diet. It could be whatever you want. You just have to stick to it. No cheat meals and no alcohol is a part of this. So for me, that was not too hard. I'm not a big drinker anyway. So, and I pretty much follow some sort of a diet anyway. So that one was not hard for me. The next one is you have to do 2 45-minute workouts and one of them has to be outside. That sucked. I started this, it was cold outside still. So, I will be doing it again with Brittany. And it's about to be summer, so it'll be super fucking hot, but it'll still probably be better than freaking freezing cold. So yeah, you have to do 2 45-minute workouts. One of them has to be outside. That part was challenging. There was one week where I had a really bad head cold. And I have a friend of mine that did this, like 30 days prior to me. So I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep going. I can't hardly breathe. And she was like, you're fine. You know, you could do stretches, yoga. Like, it doesn't have to be intense workouts. Like, you could do anything is considered a workout. You just have to do something. So that helped me. For 1 week, I just stretched and walked super slow. I felt like I was not even doing it, but it counted. Then you also take a progress picture every single day. There is an app too for the 75 Hard. The app really helped me. You can set reminders in the app to tell yourself, hey, take your picture. The pictures actually were awesome. So after, when I looked back at picture number 1 and picture number 75, like, I was showing people, I'm like this shit works. Like, it is not geared towards weight loss. Like, Andy Frisella, the creator of this whole program, talks about that many times. Like, this is to test your mental strength and stability. It is not a fad diet, but if you stick to it, you will lose weight. You will see results. And my before and after picture, I was like, holy shit. Like, I was pretty, that really, like, made it really worth it. Then I was like, okay, bet that shit worked. So you also have to drink a gallon of water every day. To me, that was not hard. I do that anyway. And then you have to read 10 pages of a book, not audiobook or Kindle. It has to be a physical copy of a book, like a self-help motivational type of book. And other than that, that's the stipulations to 75 Hard. And like I said, it's very, very challenging. It's totally a mental game. You know, in that time you form healthy habits, for sure. But a little bit to that, so I think part of the maybe bad for 75 Hard is for the people who maybe are not as mentally strong. I could see this being really bad, because you do kind of become like obsessed with, I have to get my tasks done. And to where somebody who, if they're like a little bit maybe obsessive compulsive, I could see something like this kind of taking you maybe like off the deep end. So I personally, I would recommend it to anybody who knows that they are mentally stable and they are looking for a challenge in their life to maybe set them apart from where they are at now. Like I said, I'll be doing this again with Brittany soon. She wants to do it too. And I have no doubt that she'll make it through. But, I would not say that this is for everybody. I think people could get really down on themselves too, for missing something. Or, I mean, one of my friends, did this prior to me, and there was, you know, she was like, there's nights when, you know, it's 10 minutes to midnight and I am downing water like I'm going to drown because I didn't finish my gallon and I had to get it. So, again, it can get kind of to where, like, if you don't plan properly, like, you're going to be, really screwed come midnight. But, I think things like this are really, really positive and great. I'm always looking for ways to just challenge myself, better myself, keep myself going, you know, in a forward direction. But like I said, I don't think this program is probably perfect for everybody, because I think some people could really take it to heart. And if they don't meet up to all of those expectations, you know, be too hard on themselves. So, 75 Hard, check out Andy Frisella. If you just Google 75 Hard, it will pop up. Andy has a podcast as well. There are a couple of episodes on his podcast, Real AF, that he talks about 75 Hard and the whole mental toughness program. So after 75 Hard, there are phases that follow, and it's a whole really great program. One day I will get through all of them. Phase one is, so after you finish 75 Hard, you then go to phase one, and it's 30 days of everything that's also in 75 Hard, and then there's a couple extra tasks, and one of the tasks is taking a 5-minute cold shower. Not cool cold, like it should be uncomfortable to stand in the shower. I could not even get past day one. I could make it maybe about 45 seconds, and that was it. So I'm not ready for that one yet, but I'm going to do 75 Hard again soon, probably in the next 2 months. And then I'm hoping by the time I'm done with that, I'll be ready to take on phase one and then phase two and phase three. I think total it's 4 phases. So, and you're supposed to finish them all within 1 year's time. And if you don't, you start all over from square one. So, but again, for me, I love that. I love the good challenge like that. For somebody else, it might be too discouraging. So again, I would recommend 75 Hard to anybody who's looking for a real challenge in their life, something to push them. If you are too hard on yourself naturally, probably 75 Hard is not for you. So yeah, that's the first podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.